and begin to see a different world.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody, into another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, noted auto journalist Paul Eisenstein. We'll be talking about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles and also talking about the passing of David E. Davis Jr., who Time magazine called the Dean of Automotive Journalists. In hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to talk some trucks with Colin McClory. He's got some aftermarket equipment to tell us about. Cam Bente will be also joining us, a former Motor Trend alum. Cam today is with Flowmaster Exhaust, so we'll get the latest scoop on that. Hour number three of the broadcast will bring us Brock Yates Jr., who has taken over for his dad the One Lap of America event for 2011, so we'll get the inside scoop on that. And we'll be once again blessed by an appearance by car guy and multi-talented musician, member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, saxophonist Alto Reed, will be joining us live from the road, giving us a little update on the Seger tour. But as I mentioned, we're going to dedicate this hour of Auto World to David E. Davis. Growing up, I certainly first started reading David E. As a young kid. I started subscribing to all the major car magazines at quite a young age. And, you know, I certainly had a lot of sports heroes. And being in broadcasting, I have a lot of broadcasting heroes, disc jockeys, sportscasters, talk show hosts. And when it comes to automotive journalists, David E. Davis Jr. is definitely on that list. I mean, this man did so much. He made Car and Driver the largest automobile magazine in the world in 1986. He founded Automobile Magazine, and he also founded the online publication WindingRoad.com. He wrote a number of books. He's kind of a larger-than-life character and always one of my favorite guests on the radio. It was 1 week ago today in this hour at about 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time that David E. Left this world, and he had cancer. He had been suffering from bladder cancer over the last couple of months, but his passing at that particular time was rather unexpected, as he had been doing quite well. Joining us now on the broadcast to talk a little bit about David E. to kick things off is one of my favorite guys in all of the automotive world. You can read all of his wonderful stuff where he has it online at the DetroitBureau.com, where he's the publisher. You can also read him in many publications worldwide. He's a contributor to NPR. Paul Eisenstein, welcome to the show. How you doing there, Paul?
Oh, hi, Bob. It's good to be with you. I guess I'm doing better after a week. You know, you get used to the idea, but it's one of those funny things when you think about David. This is a guy who pulled through a couple of other things, some tough experiences in his life. And in some ways, you expect to hear that this was almost an April Fool's joke, a bad one, but an April Fool's joke, as opposed to actually seeing, thinking that he's gone.
It's so true, Paul. I mean, he had had prostate cancer before, and early in his life, like lots of folks, he had aspirations of being a race car driver, moved out to California, and had what is no question a horrific accident in an MG that really destroyed his faith.
Yeah. It's you really didn't notice it unless you paid careful attention. You knew, you could see that there'd been a lot of reconstructive work. I think that was one of the reasons that he had that amazing beard and that wonderful wonderful mustache. But David had taken a massive hit years and years ago when the sports car he was driving flipped over, and he wound up being dragged face on the ground for quite a ways. He told me some stories. I won't repeat them on the air, but he's mentioned to me in the past about what it was like. It was a long, tough road before he was as restored as he was at the latter part of his life. I saw David, by the way. Bob, I should remember. Yeah, you were down at Amelia Island.
Yes.
So I am as well.
Yep. Just 2 weeks before his passing.
Yeah, I saw him a couple times, but the first time I had a chance to really chat was just before the black tie event that they have Saturday night, just before the Concours itself. And he looked thinner. He looked a little frailer, but not frail. And he seemed... It was hard to tell. He had a certain quality that was a little bit more fatalistic than I think he'd had in the past. He'd been advised he had a couple of issues that really could be serious problems. But even then, I think that he didn't really truly believe himself that he was going to go. Like any of us, David seemed to believe that he'd be able to make it through.
Yeah, it's so true, Paul. When I asked him, he said he was doing quite well, and definitely even his own son, Matt, a well-known auto journalist, saw him the day that he died, said his goodbyes, flew off to New York, and got a call from his stepmom saying that his dad had passed away. And, again, like you said, it is something that is going to take us all a while to digest, because he was a real larger-than-life character. I mean, he really was.
In so many ways.
And he lived life very large, too, Paul, which was also very interesting. I mean, he kind of dressed like a millionaire. He acted like a millionaire. And what a great storyteller.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a fraction of his ability to tell stories. David was one of those rare ones. He was the automotive world's answer to Garrison Keillor.
Absolutely.
There are very few people that can keep you spellbound with a story that can go on for quite a while and take a couple of unexpected zigs and zags. David was one of those. It was fascinating and fun to listen to him as he would occasionally tell you a story that you just didn't go where you expected it to go. And waiting and finding out ultimately where it did land was part of the charm.
Absolutely. And what an interesting background. In addition to his racing experience, he decided he wanted to work in the automotive industry. He had worked on an assembly line at one point in his life, and he wrote to Motor Trend and Road and Track wrote him back and said, come on down for an interview. He was hired as an advertising salesperson and kind of learned the automotive journalistic game from a couple, the Bonds, who he often spoke of. And then from there, he went into the advertising world and worked with Campbell Ewald, and came up with a lot of major campaigns for GM.
Now, to his credit, David was not somebody who would grab credit for something he didn't deserve. There are some that say he deserved at least some of the credit for the hot dogs, baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Commercial. The tagline was, in fact, not written by him, though he was part of the team that ultimately made that thing fly. So we'll give him at least a couple points of credit on that one, though he did not write the tagline himself. There's something that's interesting about David, because you mentioned that he was somebody who could live life large. I remember I was supposed to have dinner with him one day, and he called up and politely asked if we could reschedule, and I said, oh, absolutely, and he felt he owed me an explanation, so he mentioned he had gotten a call from the man who was at that time the big hero of the original Gulf War. This is going back a few years.
Sure.
Schwarzkopf.
Yeah.
Storman Norman Schwarzkopf, who had called him and asked him if they wanted to go shooting, because David was a deer fan of sporting clays and the like. But that's a very different part of the world. When we come back, let's talk about the real background of David E.
Absolutely. More about the life of David E. Davis Jr. straight ahead, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Do you want to be a
today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm David E. Davis, Jr. You may have read me as the editor and publisher of Car and Driver magazine. You may have met me through the pages of Automobile magazine. I may be the luckiest guy in the world, a car enthusiast, and I live in car enthusiast heaven. I've been in this business since 1957. Cars are my passion and my profession.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest.
Welcome back to Auto World. We're paying tribute to David E. Davis, Jr. Time magazine called him the Dean of Automotive Journalists. He died 1 week ago in Detroit at the age of 80. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, great friend of David E.'s, is joining us here on the broadcast, and we're telling you a little bit about this man, this larger-than-life man that had very humble beginnings, born in Kentucky in a house with no running water or electricity, Paul.
Yeah, I was hoping we would talk about that. This is a guy who really lived the transformational dream that we once heard about in the auto industry. You know, people forget that Detroit in its heyday was, if you will, the Silicon Valley of America.
Mm-hmm.
This was the place that everybody came because there was huge money to be made. There were jobs to be found for people who might not have found any future in life, who grew up as sharecroppers or the like down south. And David E.'s family came up about the time of the Second World War, a little bit before. I forgot the exact year. He wound up in Royal Oak, Michigan, graduated, if I recall, from Dondero High School, one of the local high schools, and was such a fan, he found his way into the automotive world in just about every way possible. You mentioned a couple of them. He of course, was a race driver. He wrote advertising copy. He was an ad creative director. Of course, he started or edited so many of the great automotive magazines. But he even sold cars. And by the way, he also sold men's clothing at one point, too. So David lived an amazing life. And it was fun to hear that clip because he knew it. He knew that his life was not your ordinary life, even for those of us who have pretty darn good jobs working in and around the auto industry.
I love the fact that he really didn't like corporate suits. He really didn't like that world. Of course, in today's business world, we all at times have to deal with that type of situation, but I, too, am not a fan of that particular world, being more from a creative bent. And the famous story about David E., you know, at the height of popularity, they were at Car and Driver. They were actually going to promote him, and he was going to become one of these suits. Instead of that, he quit, telling them all that there were more empty suits in the room than your average men's clothing store. Last year at the Greenwich Concord, he said, in retrospect, I should have had another job lined up before I did that. But then Rupert Murdoch called him, which is just an amazing story in itself, too.
Yeah, he wound up creating Automobile Magazine, and really, at the time, it was a very different vision of what the automotive world of publishing, the so-called buff books, as those around the auto industry call what everyone else calls enthusiast magazines. And he just created, yet again, something that was distinctive. And I hate the word unique because it is so cliched, but the reality was it was very much the voice of David E., and it was a very different voice, and that was one of the great things. There's only a few folks in the business who really even come close or have that degree of creativity, never mind experience. Of course, I'm lucky. I have somebody writing for me who, you know, is one of those special people. At the DetroitBureau.com, one of the folks that we consider a regular contributor is Denise McCluggage,
sure,
who just a couple months ago began writing something called McBlog. And they were, of course, good friends from many, many years back. In fact, I sort of stepped aside to let Denise and David spend some time together at the Amelia Island Concours, so it was great to see them have the chance to chat. David was actually a youngster. Denise, well, I shouldn't say that. I've never talked about a woman's age. Never mind, I didn't say that.
Very good. But, yeah, definitely, I mean, he did a lot of things with Automobile that were not the way for the buff books, the enthusiast magazines. There were no instrumented testing numbers in there in the beginning, at least. And, you know, the style of writing, you know, as you wrote at the DetroitBureau.com right after his passing, you know, melded that little taste of the South with his unique storytelling capability.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely
very unique. I mean, he could write about something.
Anything.
Yeah, and just
put it that way. He could write about anything.
He really could. He definitely, you know, as we touched on, he lived life to the max, and you know, so many great stories. So many have been written in the last few days, and of course, I imagine many more will come out here. But I don't know if there's another David E. out there. It's a different world today, Paul. You know,
one of the things that fascinates me, Bob, is that unlike so many other folks who grow up in a particular time and place, and then essentially that is what, that is who they are, David E. was able to reinvent himself yet still be who he was. Yeah. There's some folks who change. They're chameleons and they can adapt to whatever's going on. What was intriguing about David E. was that whether he was, I'm assuming, selling cars, because I didn't know him back then, but certainly what I know about him from his ad days and his various magazine days, he always was David E., but he could adapt to the changing world. And nowhere was that more obvious than when the world changed and we suddenly had internet. Mm-hmm. David was able to adapt to that as well. So here he is over at Winding Road.
Yep.
And he is suddenly in the internet world. There are a few folks that work very well. Denise has been able to write some columns, but very few other folks. Maybe Marty Bernstein, another one of the era. And by the way, I have to tell you, I'm sorry I had to interrupt myself, but for those who want to get a little bit of a sense of David E., there's a contributor to our site, Marty Bernstein, who is also, you know, in his eighth decade. And Marty was one of those suits during that era. He was one of those folks that David E. could have either turned on or, as it turned out, got to be good friends with, took pity on him, as Marty likes to recall. Marty writes a regular column on automotive marketing and advertising and other things. And there's a little remembrance in the current issue of thedetroitbureau.com. You'll find Marty's marketing minutiae and a little bit about David E. from the advertising world side.
Absolutely. Folks should check that out. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a few more remembrances of David E., and then we'll talk about some of the other stories making headlines that you can check out 24/7 at thedetroitbureau.com. You are tuned to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Let me be your hero.
I'm doing really well. I don't know exactly why that's true, but I am doing very, very well. My life is good.
I can be your hero, baby.
Soundbite was recorded at Amelia Island just 2 weeks before the passing of David E. Davis at the age of 80. Exactly 1 week ago today, Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and it's just chilling to hear David E.'s voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all the sadder when you hear him talk about what happened. I don't know if anybody has actually talked about what was the complication from his surgery that that did take his life. He did say that he was in very good shape. The doctor had identified one problem which could be fatal, and I'm assuming that's what did happen.
Yeah.
But boy, everybody was hoping. Everybody certainly was hoping that he would make it through.
Absolutely. I can remember, you know, so many times interviewing him both on the phone as well as live at events. And, you know, once in a while, doesn't happen that often, Pebble Beach and the Woodward Dream crews are on different weekends. And
rare.
It's happened, I think, twice in the last 10 or 15 years. And it was one of those years, and I was doing a broadcast at the Woodward Dream Cruise, and I had David E. there, and he was telling me, you know, great stories of early Detroit and before the Woodward Dream Cruise, how, you know, people used to go up and go to a famous restaurant that I can't remember and do a turnaround there. And, you know, basically they were doing the Woodward Dream Cruise decades before it actually became the Woodward Dream Cruise. And he also mentioned that one of the cars that he saw that really made him fall even further in love with an automobile, which was a Jaguar, I believe, 120.
XK120, yeah.
Exactly. He mentioned that. And my favorite memory of that particular conversation was, I asked him, I basically said, David E., you know, how would you contrast Woodward Dream with the Pebble Beach event? And he says, I'd much rather be here. This is where the real people are. All the phonies are up there at Pebble.
But I have to say, he also did like to be at Pebble. So,
yes, that's true.
that's not to belittle him, but I think we're all the same way. Pebble is one of those things where sometimes you go, my God, who are these people? Why do they have the money? But at the same time, it's just too wonderful an event not to be at. The good part for his life was he got to go to it all, didn't he?
He certainly did. You know, incredible events, and of course had so many great friends, from race car drivers to you name it, the who's who of the automotive world were all friends with David E. And, you know, no stranger to controversy. I guess I remember this vaguely. He made a speech one time in Detroit, blasting GM executives, making some reference to the fact that they were all playing cards downstairs while it was a whorehouse upstairs. and then all the advertising was then pulled from Car and Driver.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because David was somebody that absolutely believed in having that church and state difference, separation, which came to the forefront just a few weeks ago, as you recall, when Scott Burgess walked out the Detroit News. He had written a very tough piece on the Chrysler 200, which has become sort of a symbol of Chrysler's nascent comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott tore it apart. There's a certain anatomical reference to what he did, which most listeners have already figured out what that is. And he was told before they would put his review up on the online edition that he had to rewrite it and soften those references. He started to, and then he realized, no, wait a second, I'm not going to soften what I wrote because of an advertiser. And by the way, that advertiser, I don't know if you discussed this on the show, that advertiser was not Chrysler itself, but was in fact a Chrysler dealer. That thing blew up pretty big. I know it was an issue that, you know, David was concerned about, everybody was concerned about, because as the world changes, as we see all the changes that go about on the Internet, well, the good thing is some people say what they want, but there's an awful lot of people, particularly in bigger publications these days, who are afraid to, because the battle to get ad dollars is so, so tough. This is an issue that he championed for his entire career.
That is so true. We are remembering David E. Davis, Jr. in this hour. If you'd like to read more about the life of David E., check out Paul's article at thedetroitbureau.com. And speaking of thedetroitbureau.com, tell our listeners, Paul, about all the goodies that they can get free. They can sign up for a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We do publish a blog format, so there's a lot of copy. We try to have quite a few stories every day of the week, and we cover the industry from every angle, whether it's news, reviews, features, columns like Denise McCluggage's McBlog at Marty Bernstein's Marty's Marketing Minutia. We have spy photos, of course, all the stuff people love. But what you get is a little bit more in-depth inside than a lot of the world now, where it seems like much of automotive publishing has gotten down to just nothing more than rewriting the press release. The good thing is, if you want to keep up on what's happening, you can sign up for free newsletters. You'll get a mailing, if you'd like, every time we put a new story, or once a day, or just once a week. But stay up on top of what's happening with the automotive world at thedetroitbureau.com.
Excellent. Paul, let's talk about some of the things that are making headlines, as I know David E. would say, get on with your show here, enough about me. So let's spend a few moments here talking about the effect of the Japanese earthquake on both the Japanese automakers as well as the supply chain of parts. Lots of people don't realize that.
This thing is a bloody mess. We have seen a true disaster of an order that I, well, let's see, the other day one of the analysts said this is the single worst disaster perhaps to ever hit the auto industry. As everybody knows, Japan was racked by a huge earthquake and a subsequent tsunami on March 11th. And, of course, they have since had a nuclear disaster that is rivaling, potentially rivaling what happened in Chernobyl several decades ago. Now, initially, the earthquake and the tsunami destroyed a number of the critical parts plants that operate, many of them operate in that northeast corner of Japan. Beyond that, you've had rail damaged, highways damaged, communications damaged, and you have rolling blackouts because of the nuclear disaster. You don't have enough power to run all the plants in Japan. So we are still stuck with a good percentage of Japanese automotive manufacturing not operating. Toyota is still not up and running to any great degree. Nissan will only be really starting to roll in the next few days. It is just epic. And what's happened is the parts shortage that has struck the Japanese makers is also striking the rest of the world. For example, just one particular manufacturer in Japan produces nearly 20% of the silicon control technology, the computer control,
wow,
that you use in every single car in the world. You have all sorts of other components that are in short supply. To give you an idea how crazy bad this is, Ford Motor Company can no longer take orders for tuxedo black paint and three other shades of red on most of its products. Chrysler has also cut back on orders for some colors, as have several other makers. Why? Because the only plant in the world that makes the pigments that are used for those colors is located in Japan, and it was destroyed by the earthquake.
Amazing.
And the situation will strike makers all over the world.
Wow. More with Paul straight ahead. This is Auto World. Away from here.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this time. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with noted auto journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. We're talking about the Japanese earthquake and its effect on the Japanese automakers, as well as the automotive supply chain of parts. And certainly, as Paul was noting, a huge disaster for not only the Japanese, but it also has affected a number of the American automakers. Another little bit of interesting news, Ford is certainly doing well sales-wise, Paul, and you outline in the month of March they actually have outsold General Motors for the first time since 1998.
They did outsell GM briefly in early 2010, but that was when GM was recovering from the bankruptcy, so we're almost not going to even count that. But the reality is, yeah, they believe it or not, Ford Motor Company beat GM last month, and that's an amazing situation. Now, will Ford be able to keep up that momentum? Well, that's another story. It's going to be tough out there, in part because not just of GM, but because the entire automotive world is in a battleground now, and it gets complicated because you've got the crisis, as we mentioned before the break, in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows what's going to happen over there, because all we know is that a lot of makers are going to be short of parts, and don't be surprised to see a lot of your favorite vehicles get into short supply soon. Now, returning to that one, I'm sorry, I'm getting off the Ford subject for a second. But you had GM have to shut down Shreveport, their mm-hmm. plant there. We are seeing cuts in overtime from Toyota. Honda has told its workers that it will probably have to cut some of the production at its plants here in North America. One of the big questions, Bob, is whether the launch of the brand new Honda Civic, which a lot of people have been anxiously waiting
sure.
for, could get completely screwed up as well. That's a real issue for them. Here they are bringing out this vehicle that they desperately need to get it right, and they may have this launch seriously set back.
Very, very good point, Paul, and definitely a highly anticipated vehicle that we're going to be seeing soon at the New York International Auto Show. Toyota seems to be doing some rather unusual things considering the general economic market out there. I was reading today at the DetroitBureau.com that they're raising prices and cutting incentives. What's the story on that?
Well, it depends on how you want to look at what they're doing. It's either one of the dumbest moves you can think of, or it's something that they just had no choice but doing. Yeah, you're right. The prices are going to be going up as of May 1st. Now, that's factory prices. You're going to see about a 2% rise, and it'll vary from model to model. Toyota is getting really hurt. Like all the Japanese, it's expected to lose money for the first half of its fiscal year. But they also have rising costs for things like rubber and steel. Raw material costs are going up big time, and it's been very hard for makers to recover it. But they also want to get a little bit of piece of the action. I wonder how many of your listeners have gone in to look at a Toyota recently or any of the Japanese products. But the reality is prices are going up. The Japanese makers are basically watching as their dealers just raise prices significantly, and as a result, it's not unusual to see somebody paying $2,000, $3,000 over sticker right now or something like the Prius, more some of the hotter demand Japanese vehicles, which is sort of funny because I don't know if you happen to look at the sales numbers on Friday, but Toyota, once again, was one of the few automakers, major automakers, to suffer a sales decline. So one has to ask, wait a second, if this is supply and demand, if sales are going down, why are you raising prices?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And it wasn't that long ago that, you know, that they had rebates on the Prius for the first time. So, boy, to go from that situation to a situation where people are paying a over the sticker price premium, that's a pretty remarkable situation, a pretty remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, it is, Bob. And one of the big questions we're going to be asking is whether or not Toyota is in a situation where they're going to shoot themselves, never mind in the foot, but in the head. Will customers, now that a lot of their products could be going into short supply, at least temporarily, will people just sort of say, well, you know, I'm a loyal buyer. I've put up with all the safety issues and all the other scandals, and I'm just willing to stick it out. I don't know. But I think that Toyota is definitely taking a big risk in the months to come because some people may just simply walk away from them now that they're raising prices.
Good point, Paul. Another interesting story that you have up on the DetroitBureau.com that I wanted to talk to you about. Distracted driving, you know, has been a major topic in publications as well as on the airwaves. And certainly the latest data on highway deaths plummeting to their lowest level since 1949 kind of doesn't lend a whole lot of credence to the assumption that the distracted driver is causing all kinds of accidents out there.
Well, if you listen to Ray LaHood, who is the Secretary of Transportation, we are in the midst of a quote-unquote deadly epidemic. Now, we have all, I don't care if you are somebody who uses your cell phone in the car, you've probably flipped off somebody who also used the cell phone in the car and changed lanes without looking. Let's be honest.
Sure.
Distracted driving can be a problem. A friend of mine the other day told me that his girlfriend admitted that she just wrecked the car because she was playing with a Navi system and got distracted and ran into another car. So let's not try to play the game that distracted driving isn't an issue. But is it this deadly epidemic that is just crashing vehicles all over America? Probably not. The epidemic is probably being overblown. It is certainly an issue. Anybody who's texting while they're behind the wheel is a fool, and I'm going to say it plain and simple. You're a fool. You probably should be making very certain that if you're using your cell phone, you're still paying attention to what's going on in the road. But there are those like AAA. That would like to ban everything. They want to ban hands-free phones. They'd like to ban navigation systems. They'd like to even ban some of the safety technologies like active cruise control and blind spot intervention systems because they feel that people are getting lazy and are not paying attention to the road. And I just find that a little bit hard to believe. I think this is more to do then we really, really should be making it. The issue is not as severe as perhaps some of the folks would like it to be. And before we start banning every single form of technology, we have to look at the safety numbers. And the safety numbers say, as you mentioned, that vehicle deaths are plummeting, have gone down something like, 20,000 in the last decade?
Yeah, absolutely. Some pretty significant numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is substantial. Let's face it, every death matters. And no matter how many people die on the roads, it's too many. But we have to be asking some serious questions about just how bad this supposed epidemic is. And I'm hoping that cooler heads will prevail and maybe people will be a little bit more cautious before they start trying to go and ban every form of technology from the vehicle.
Interesting move by General Motors in the upcoming launch of the new Chevrolet Malibu. It was originally, I believe, slated for the New York International Show, but instead of that, it's going to be shown in Shanghai first.
Yeah, well, remember, the Chinese market is now the largest automotive market in the world. So we're seeing that more and more automakers are going to China to launch their products rather than doing them here or in Europe. I was at the Beijing show, only about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when the first big international launch took place. That was the, forgive me, Bob, maybe you can help me, because I'm trying to remember, I think it was called the BMW CS.
That's right.
Which was headline news around the world, not necessarily just because it was a new BMW, but because they had actually gone to China to launch it. And you're going to see more and more and more products being debuted in China in the years ahead. In fact, many cases, what vehicles that might have once been previewed in Japan at the Japanese auto show, the Tokyo show, which has become almost insignificant, those will be moving more and more to Shanghai and Beijing, which alternate much like Frankfurt and Paris do. So we'll be watching very closely to see what happens. By the way, before we wrap up, we're expecting more than 40 electric vehicles to be launched at the Shanghai show this year.
Wow. Paul, we'll have you back with us real soon. In the meantime, everybody check out and sign up for the free stuff at thedetroitbureau.com. Thank you, my friend Paul.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.